Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by Rafael Espinal. He's the executive director of a group called the Freelancers Union. Good morning, Rafael. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, the Freelancers Union, who are you, what are you about, and what are your major objectives?
Yeah, so we are a national organization, not a traditional labor union, but it's an organization that works to bring freelance workers together. So anyone who considers themselves to be self-employed, an independent worker, can come to our organization and seek advice, help, support on how to start and run your own freelance business. So we focus a lot on building that community, advocating for the needs of independent workers, and also providing free programming so folks can know how to make sure that they're writing proper contracts, getting paid on time, and are in a positive freelance journey.
So I see from your website, freelancersunion.org, that you've been around since 1995. Since your website is freelancersunion.org, I'm guessing you are a nonprofit. What is your organizational status?
Yeah, we are a 501c4 nonprofit slash political action organization. So we do have a nonprofit arm where we provide education and outreach, and we also have a 501c4 where we do a lot of advocacy on behalf of independent workers.
So where are you based, Rafael?
We're based in New York City. We have 500,000 members across the entire country, including in the state of Tennessee.
Now, when you say members, what exactly does there, what has to happen for you to be a member of the Freelancers Union?
Well, first and foremost, you should be an independent worker. It doesn't matter whether you do independent work full time or you have a side gig. And second, you come onto our website and fill out a form. It's free to join. And declare that you want to be a part of the organization and that you perform independent work.
So it's interesting that this is, you just join it and there's no cost to it, correct?
Correct. There is no cost. Again, we are a nonprofit and our mission is to provide free access to education and resources to independent workers across the country.
Mm-hmm. How many freelancers are there in the United States today?
Well, we've done some studies in the past and have estimated that about over 57 million Americans have performed independent work in the past year. We're continuing to see that number grow. I think the pandemic has really created an environment in which a lot of folks are turning to freelance work to provide and create an economy for themselves and not be in control of the 9-to-5 or the overall market.
Now, it's interesting, your background, I'm looking at the 501c3 that's affiliated with Freelancers Union. You're a very interesting guy, Rafael. You were so you were the New York's youngest elected official. You were elected to the state assembly when you were 26 years old, is that right?
I was. I got into politics after college and had a passion to run for office and do the good work and representing the people in my community, in my district.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Queens College.
Queens College New York
Queens,
City?
Queens, New York.
Yeah, Queens College. York. Okay, great.
If you're familiar with Jerry Seinfeld, that's where he's graduated from as well.
There you go. Your parents were from the Dominican Republic, is that right?
Correct. They were immigrants that came to this country when they were in their teens, and they themselves became freelancers at some point in their career.
Now, it says in 2013, you were elected to the New York City Council. Oh, my goodness.
Correct.
What is that like?
it's politics. So I think we all can agree that it's a little hectic, and there's a lot of work you have to do in order to ensure that you're representing the people of your city and your district. So you run for office, and your job is to make sure you're providing for your constituents.
How much does a city council member make in New York City?
In New York City, I think the current salary is about $148,000.
To be a councilman?
A council member, correct.
Wow. That's a lot of dough.
I do believe Los Angeles has us beat. Los Angeles pays closer to $195,000.
Now, how long did you serve in the New York City Council?
Served for about 7.5 years.
And why did you leave?
Well, many reasons. I think mostly I saw an opportunity to continue my work on advocating on behalf of individuals, and the Freelancers Union gave me that opportunity. I was term limited as well, and I wanted to continue doing good work. So this presented an opportunity to continue that good work.
Okay, so you know our news sites here, the Tennessee Star, were kind of have a conservative orientation, and this is a conservative talk show. I'm looking at the funding for the 501c3, and it comes from the usual liberal suspects: the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Robert Wood Foundation. Is there an ideology, the MacArthur Foundation? And of course, you were a Democrat. I'm assuming you were a Democrat, because how else would
I
you?
I am
get,
a Democrat.
Yeah, how else could you get elected in New York City, right?
Exactly.
Is there an ideological element to what you're doing here?
The only ideology we have as an organization is ensuring that independent workers have the resources they need to succeed in our country.
What's your big objective for the coming year?
Well, we're currently, we're weaning out of the pandemic. I think we all can agree that a lot of independent workers were iced out of job opportunities because of all of the government shutdowns that happened early on in the pandemic. So it's just looking to ensure that they have the resources they need, access to affordable health care, being able to keep their businesses running, and that they're doing the right thing to keep their clients on board, making sure that their contracts are tight enough to ensure that they're getting paid on time. At the end of the day, one of the biggest issues independent workers face is that at the end of completing a job, when they go and collect from their client, they have a tough time getting those dollars. So we try to do a lot of education and ensuring that they don't get stiff at the end of the year.
Getting paid, that's every freelancer in this audience is going to say, yes, we want to get paid when we do the work. Let me ask you this. Is there anything in terms of your policy objectives and your game plan that conservatives like me might say, nah, that's a little bit too liberal?
Listen, we believe everyone has a right to affordable, if not free, health care. We believe that all workers should get paid for the work they complete. I think we all can agree on that. We believe that there is a need to ensure that all Americans have a proper social safety net in case they come to confront hard times, as we saw during the pandemic. So it's a matter of ensuring that there's a broad enough social safety net that covers all Americans, that is just not specific to folks who have a traditional 9-to-5 job.
So you're basically, you continue to live in New York City?
Yes, I do.
And how do you like it up there under the new mayor?
New York City is New York City. I was born and raised here. It's my home. So I am here to support making the city the best it can be. There's a lot of challenges we're facing, of course, brought mostly by the past 2.5 years. But I'm here to be supportive and helping anyone who wants to make the city a better place.
Last question: how many people in Tennessee are part of your the freelance union?
1 minute.
Yeah, well, Tennessee is a very popular state for us, as you may imagine. There are cities like Nashville and Memphis where we see a lot of folks, moving into from other parts of the country, and even those who have been there for all of their lives, they turn to independent work. So I would say close to 10 to 15,000 folks across the state of Tennessee are members of the union.
Very good. Well, hey, Rafael Espinal, the executive director of the Freelancers Union, come on down and visit State Income Tax Free Tennessee sometime. We'd be delighted to be your host.
I love Tennessee, so I'd love to come back.
All right. Thanks, Rafael Espinal, executive director of Freelancers Union. Thanks for joining us today. When we come back, we'll have Crom Carmichael and his commentary. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.